Watch, Mexican Army sends Sinaloa cartel gunman into retreat. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on July 4, 2022. Mexico's military clashed with gunmen from the Sinaloa cartel in a fierce battle over the weekend. They terrorized a town in an attempt to rescue a detained cell leader. The incident took place Saturday in Altar, Sonora, where military arrested Francisco El Duranguelo Torres Carranza, the leader of the Delta Group of the Gente Nueva faction within the Sinaloa cartel. Gente Nueva is controlled by the Chapitos, sons of jailed Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Hashtag Ojo Hashtag Altar Hashtag Sonora. Otro ángulo de cómo se resistió ser detenido Francisco Torres Carranza alias Duranguelo y O Delta 6 leader de Gente Nueva de los Chapitos facción del cartel de Sinaloa. Hashtag abrazo snowballasos pic.twitter.com/by8kcax93t. La Voz del Pueblo, official, at El Pueblo 2, July 4, 2022. After the arrest, a large number of gunmen from the Sinaloa cartel set up blockades around the town and tried to pressure the military into a release. Hashtag Ojo Hashtag Altar Hashtag Sonora. O2 Vertical Barrier Los Sicarios de Gente Nueva Los Salazar. Chapitos facción del cartel de Sinaloa intentaron aplicar el hashtag Culiacanazo para rescatar a el Duranguelo que había sido detenido por el ejército mexicano at SEDNAMX. Hashtag abrazo snowballasos pic.twitter.com/b3a4bm7hsn. La Voz del Pueblo, official, at El Pueblo 2, July 3, 2022. Surveillance video captured the moment when soldiers successfully fought back against cartel gunmen. Hashtag Ojo Hashtag Altar Hashtag Sonora. Vertical Bar Momento en que el poderosísimo ejército mexicano at SEDNAMX reporta brazos a los sicarios de la gente nueva los Salazar slash Chapitos facción del cartel de Sinaloa cuando se encontraban realizando bloqueos en las principales avenidas. Hashtag abrazo snowballasos 9pic.twitter.com/v6axp6ur. La Voz del Pueblo, official, at El Pueblo 2, July 3, 2022. Initially, Mexican officials were silent about the case. On Sunday evening, Sonora Governor Alfonso Durazo confirmed the arrest of El Duranguelo as a bid to show improving security conditions in his state. Uno de ellos fue identificado como Francisco T. alias El Duranguelo. Con estas detenciones se da un duro golpe a los principales generadores de violencia en la región. Mi reconocimiento al ejército por su oportuna intervención, honado a la participación de los 2/3. Alfonso Durazo, at Alfonso Durazo, July 3, 2022. The video showing gunmen running for cover was widely cheered on social media since it depicted a contrast to the words often spoken by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador about using hugs instead of bullets. Abrazo snowballasos with cartels. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.